Okay, we are already 5 minutes behind the time. Let me welcome everybody and all of you for this, to my memory, second Uralo board call. And before we go to our agenda, I will give the floor to Julia for the usual roll call regarding participants and apologies.
Wolf, this is Julia speaking. Julia is an apology, so I will do the roll call for you.
Okay.
Welcome, everyone. Sorry. Yes?
Yes, please.
Yes, sure. Welcome, everyone, to the Uralo board meeting on Wednesday, 16th of October, 2013, at 20C. On the call today, we have Wolf Ludwig, Jean-Jacques Subrona, Oksana Prirodko, Sandra Hofferichter, Iriola Nsipuro, Jordi Paraguir, Sébastien Bachelet, Lutz Donnerhack, and Olivier Crépin-Leblond. We have apologies from Bill Drake and Julia Morenet. And from staff, we have Heidi Ulrich, Sylvia Vivanco, and myself, Julia Chauvelin. May I please remind all participants to please state their names before speaking for transcript purposes. Thank you, and over to you, Wolf.
Okay, thanks. Thanks a lot, Julia, for this roll call and for the confirmation of the attendees. Before we get into the to tonight's agenda, let me make two prior remarks. First of all, I think we need to add an important agenda item to our tonight's agenda. What we have discussed yesterday already, not in detail, but we have informed the call participants about this, and this is an urgent issue because the nominations will end by the end of week. We need for the board members election process committee for the BMSPC and the Board Candidate Selection Committee, the BCEC, we need to nominate urgently regional candidates, and this is a really urgent issue we have to add on our agenda, and let me suggest to add it among the first points to get a decision on that. There are, of course, other issues, etc., but this is really according to the timeline. We have time until Friday the 18th, and we need some more nominations. This is the first point I would like to add to the agenda before we talk about the self-organization, what is the official point one. And there is a second point or second remark I would like to make from my side. I was asking myself whether it's really my job or my task to chair the board calls, whether they are monthly or bi-monthly, etc. Details we will discuss later. But it's a question of principle, and I do not personally see the necessity that I need to chair these calls. So it's my suggestion that we may have a kind of a solution or may discuss a kind of a solution that we introduce a sort of rotating system that call after call other board members take over, draft agenda for the board call in cooperation or coordination with me or Julia, and will do the chairing or moderation of the call. This is just a suggestion from my side, what I think would be useful and suitable to get the board more empowered or give him the function he deserves, etc. And I think the chairing or moderation of the calls are not always needed from my side. I can do it if nobody else wants to do it, etc. But as a good practice or best practice, I think it would be a better solution if we have this kind of rotating system. I see approval from Jordi already on the Adobe Connect, so we can discuss about this in detail later on the agenda about under point 3 or the new point 4, functioning and distribution of tasks to release Uralo leadership. But let me start first with the newly suggested and adopted point for our tonight's agenda. This is the election of Uralo candidates for the BMCPC and the BCEC. These are the usual annoying acronyms. For this purpose, as we had a short briefing on this yesterday at our monthly call, I would like to give the floor to Olivier to shortly explain us again what's all about. It's about the selection procedure of the next ELEC board candidate and a selection for seat 15, which is at the moment held by Sebastian Bachelet. The procedure is a very complex and difficult one, which needs a lot of serious consideration and inputs from the community, etc. It was a difficult procedure last time. It will be a challenging procedure next time. And for this reason, these committees were created. And Olivier can explain you some more details on this. Olivier, if you are ready, I would hand over for a briefing from your side.
Thank you very much, Wolf. It's Olivier speaking. Can you hear me?
Yes, very well.
That's great. Thank you, Wolf. So the first committee is the Board Member Selection Process Committee. It's, as I mentioned yesterday, it's the committee that will look at the process by which the at-large committee will select its next board member, and it will it basically will review the process that has been used so far. It will note whether there needs to be any amendments, but at the same time, it will also set some of the timing. It basically is concerned primarily with the process by which the at-large committee selects a board member. The second committee is the Board Candidate Evaluation Committee. That's a committee which is going to look at a short list, or to create a short list of candidates that will be voted on by the ALAC and the regional leaders, because what might happen is there might be 10 people, 10 candidates or more, that might wish to go for the position. Having an open vote for all of the candidates would require several rounds, and as we know, the more rounds you get, the more difficult it is to get the response, and not only that, it just complicates matters a great deal. So there is a way to basically have a first filter in order to select the best candidates that would run for the selection, and that's the committee. The BCEC is the committee that would do this. What's interesting is the committee would be, I think, on this occasion now, be composed entirely of non-ALAC members, since the ALAC members are the ones who are voting, and anybody who would be in the board candidate evaluation committee is not allowed to vote afterwards. Now, there might be some ALEC members that decide to go on the board candidate evaluation committee, in which case, according to the new rules of procedure, they would actually have to give their voting power to someone else to vote. And whether it's voting on their behalf or voting by themselves, that's a different thing. So effectively, I don't expect many ALEC members to be on either of these two committees, primarily because of the optics. There might be some who will be on there, but it's really something where I think we have an opportunity to get our community members and people at the edge to be on the committees. How much work is involved? Well, on the selection process committee, I think it's not going to be a huge amount of work. The process went rather well the first time around. The only thing is that the work of the BMSPC starts today, effectively, and will end after the selection process is over, since it also has to do a debriefing at the end of the board candidate evaluation committee members, and has to come up with recommendations for the next round that will be in a few years' time. As far as the BCEC is concerned, well, as in any committee that has to go through through CVs and evaluate people's skills and experience and so on, there is a time when there's a lot of work, specifically at the time of selection. So we are looking at a few weeks of hard work, looking through the CVs. Now, it's not like being in the nominating committee where you have, you know, hundreds of people applying, but you still do have, I would say, maybe a dozen CVs that will have to be looked through. And then, of course, there are the discussions, which sometimes are very tough discussions, as to who is going to be in the shortlist. And there are times when it's not an easy task at all, because it's not a case of not having enough candidates. Sometimes it's a case of having too many excellent candidates and having to make some very tough choices. So that's the position. I think both are very exciting because it really is part of the core multi-stakeholder process as to how does a multi-stakeholder model choose its leadership, and it's pretty exciting, and of course it will result in having a board member, you know, a member on the ICANN board. So it's a very, very important process indeed. Back to you, Wolf.
Okay, thanks a lot, Olivier, for this detailed elaborations to make it understood what's the relevance of this issue, etc. And it was outlined on the ELEC and messages sent to the Uralo list. It would be desirable. I do not know whether it's an utmost or final criteria, but it would be desirable if the candidates we will nominate and suggest for one of these two committees would have some, let's say, experience or expertise from the previous round 2.5 years ago, etc. At the time, as far as I can recall, there were only from our side, three people closely involved. It was first Sebastian, who had partly to abstain because he was directly concerned, etc. But on the level of advice, he was very supportive and helpful. It was Olivier and it was me who have been closely involved, and it was partly Annette Mühlberg at the time. And I would like to have some more people now closer involved from our side. Let me just recapitulate from yesterday's call. There is already an official suggestion for the chairs of the of the two committees. The first one, the BMCPC, the Board Member Selection Process Committee, will be, as the suggestion goes, chaired by Tichani from Afralo. And the second one, for the Board Candidate Selection Committee for the BCEC, the suggestion goes for Roberto Gaetano, who is member of Uralo. So we are already represented in one of the two committees in a very high and prominent function. But as I've seen the mails, it was we were asked to nominate from each region at least two additional candidates. And I thought this is a perfect issue where I think the Uralo board is demanded, etc. So if there are no other nominations, I would volunteer for one of the committees, but I would like to have nominations from your side, and we should put them on the table today that I have the chance to forward it to at-large staff, the regional list for our candidates for the two of the committees until Friday. So the floor is open to you, and I'm awaiting suggestions. Yes, I see Jordi's hand raised. Jordi, you have the floor.
Thank you, Jordi Parraguirre here. Just a question, Wolf. Are you expecting candidates right now to fulfill those two boards, or at least to present themselves as candidates? Or are you asking us to look for people and then get the feedback from these people and present them to you? Or which is the procedure?
Well, the procedure is we have to nominate them until Friday. Therefore, the easiest thing would be if we could find four candidates, two for each of the committees. Tonight, I launched the call already yesterday at the monthly call, and I haven't seen any response so far. I think we have to do it. We should do it tonight, or we have we will have a grace period until tomorrow or Friday at lunchtime. But lunchtime will be the final to allow me to make this listing to be sent to at large. So therefore we are under pressure of time to it would be preferably if we could do this among us. And I see Olivier's hand raised. Olivier, you have the floor.
Thank you very much, Wolf. It's Olivier speaking. So a couple more things. I heard you earlier mention that you were thinking about being on one of the committees. The concern is that anyone on either of the committees...
May I interrupt you, Olivier? The only thing I was thinking of being a potential candidate, due to the criteria that people who we select for this should have some prior experience in the past procedure, etc., and I was closely involved in the past procedures. This is the only thing I think what may qualify me for taking such a role this time, but it was only in case nobody else stands up and will do the job if we find enough other candidates, I see no need or desire from my side to be part of it. Sorry
okay.
for interrupting you.
Okay, that's fine, Wolf. It's Olivia speaking. So it was just basically to remind you that if you were on the BCEC, the Board Candidate Evaluation Committee, you would not be able to vote. As the chair of Uralo, you have the Uralo vote, and you would not be able to vote. You would. I'm not sure how that would work, whether you'd have to get someone else to vote on behalf of Uralo. That's just something to remember. Now, with regards to nominations, you might, well, maybe not all of you, some of you might have seen the email that I have sent to the ALAC list where I made a suggestion, so this is, I guess, a nomination for Roberto Gaetano to actually be the chair of the Board Candidate Evaluation Committee. And the suggestion for him was because he has been a board member, so he knows exactly what it's like to be one, and he would no doubt be able to provide much information and basically lead the BCEC as to what makes good board members and how they work and sort of share some of his experience in the BCEC what's required of board members. That was one thought. Now, I've also received informal notification from a few people, I will mention the names here. There's been an informal suggestion that Jordi Iparraguera could be one person. I don't know for which one of the two committees. And the other name that has been sent to me is Rudy Van Znik as well. I don't know for which one of the two. Oh, no, I think Rudy was more for the BMSPC, the board member, the process, basically, since he has some knowledge of the process the first time around. But as you know, we need more than one or two nominations. There are two committees here, and I would say we'd need at least a couple of people for each committee, if not more than that. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Olivier, for this explanation. So far, I've noted as potential names. Rudy, you mentioned, yes, and I forgot to mention him before because I remember he was actively involved in the previous procedure as a potential and a very good candidate who has active experience on the board would be, of course, Jean-Jacques. So I took down his name, and I see that Jordi declared his willingness to serve on the BCEC, and Olivier, you are right, this was a small detail I have overlooked so far. In case I would stand for one of the functions, it wouldn't be wise to be part of the BCEC, because in that case I wouldn't qualify for the voting any longer, and this is a very important aspect that besides the three ALEC members of our region in this process, the board of each RALO also has a voting right, what would be a directed voting right in our case, and I would really like to have this opportunity again to assume this right. Therefore, the only chance, if at all, for me would be for the BMSPC, the first one. But we have three names already. If we get a fourth one, I do not even have to stand up for one of the two. Oh, I just see Jean-Jacques at Wolf. Thank you. I'm not a candidate for either committee. So I have to put off Shawshank. It was a proposal I've seen before. Yeah, so he would lose his vote as well. So we have, whether we like it or not, we have to find other candidates. I see Olivier's hand raised. Olivier, you have the floor.
Thanks very much, Wolf. It's Olivier speaking. So I gave a couple of names before as well. I also think that, other people who I think are more than qualified to be able to take an active part in this would be Hériot, of course. He has plenty of knowledge in both the procedures and also in the selection of members. And then another person I was going to suggest was Veronica Cretu, who has also been involved with procedural work and also selection of people. They're quite interesting possibilities. The only problem is, you know, has anybody asked them? I know that some people will be nominating others, but of course, if they nominate someone, they really need to ask them before they nominate them, because the last thing is, we know, we think we have a lineup, and then the people who were nominated will just say, sorry, I'm busy, or I'm not able to do it, or whatever. So that's these are the two other names as well. I see Yero has put his hand up. Thanks, Paul.
Yes, thanks, Olivier. And as you was mentioned by you, and I thought about you from my side as well, but as he's on the call, I would like to have his personal opinion on this. You have the floor.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Olivier, for nominating me. And Wolf, the only thing is that I'm going to be the associate chair of the nominating committee. I can nominating committee 2014, and I think that it's better that I'm not involved in any capacity in selecting other board members except those selected by NOMCOM. Thank you.
Okay. We have heard, I've realized that you are still a co-member of the chairs of the NOMCOM, besides Cheryl and somebody else, I forgot at the moment. And I think it's a sound position to avoid any assumption of a potential conflict of interest, etc. Therefore, of course, you would have been one of my favorite choices, but I perfectly understand your argument. So we are back to the three, what will be Rudy. I haven't talked with Rudy so far. Jordi expressed his willingness already, and it would be the other suggestion from Olivier is Veronica, what I could perfectly see in such a role. Therefore, we still need a fourth person to be contacted tomorrow to submit a list of four candidates from our region until Friday. The floor is still open. Any further ideas or suggestions? Olivier, you raised your hand. You have the floor.
Thanks very much, Wolf. It's Olivier speaking again. And sorry to be taking the floor in repeatedly, and I hope that I'm not interfering with the whole process, but I'm just trying to rake my mind as to whom within our community we can, we can call upon and who has been active in the past. Now, just raking my mind, I recall that we had someone from the European media platform, a gentleman by Alexander Kondorov, who was busy with was dealing with the at-large objections process. I don't know whether he might be interested in either
of the positions, but he has done some, you know, he's been on conference calls, etc. And that certainly is good to have someone from Eastern Europe. There was also, did I just forget now who else I was going to suggest after this? I think I've just forgotten. I'll think of another name afterwards as well. Oh, of course, Manuel Schneider. He's quite eager to do things, and I thought on the procedure side of things, on the BMSCC, he might be interested in these things. Otherwise, we could also look, with regards to the BCEC, we could look at our past NOMCOM representatives, because they've certainly gone through selections of people, and so they've got experience in that as well. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Olivier. Past NOMCOM members were, of course, Wolfgang Kleinwächter. Wolfgang Kleinwächter, he simply has too many things to do already. Therefore, I do not even dare to ask him due to his overflow of other activities, etc. The other one was Adam Peak. We could put Adam on the list. I could ask him. We could just now nominate him on the list. That means we have now a list. Let me repeat again. We have the following potential candidates. We have Rudy, Jordi is already confirmed, Veronica. You mentioned Alexander Kondorov, Manuel Schneider, and Adam Peak. So let me suggest I will forward an urgent mail to them, asking them whether they would be interested and prepared to step in. And hopefully, among the six I have mentioned just now, four will confirm that we can do the final listing until Friday. I see Jean-Jacques' approval to this suggestion. I guess I see Jure, Adam would be a good choice. Yes, I agree. Also, from my point of view, Adam would be an excellent a choice. He is a very experienced and knowledgeable person who is very well aware about any related procedures, etc., and political issues. So, okay, let's try it. Yes, I see Olivier's remarks. The only concern is that this list is not quite gender balanced because we have only one lady. Okay, I would also have Annette Mühlberg in mind as a good potential candidate and knowledgeable person for this, but I guess she won't have the capacities for doing and following up on this, because I remember from last time that this is quite work intensive and you need to be available for a lot of calls, etc. And I tend to suggest to ask and nominate people from whom we know that they might fulfill the expectations and the function. I've seen Oksana was also saying Alexander is abroad just now. Well, at least we could try to ask him. Olivier cannot... Alex cannot receive any message from you until Friday. Would Oksana be interested? Direct question. For regional and gender balance. Oksana is typing.
it's great chance to me. Okay, so I see we have a second confirmed candidate. What is Oksana? So an updated listing is be Rudy to be confirmed, Oksana already confirmed, Jordi already confirmed, Veronica to be confirmed, Manuel Schneider and Adam Peak to be confirmed. So, I think this is a big step forward. I will do a mailing tonight or latest tomorrow morning, and I hope we will get the final confirmation of at least two further candidates until Friday lunchtime, that I can submit this listing to at large staff, that we fulfilled our obligation in time. This was quite a bit time-taking. I apologize, but it was a perfect example for what kind of business Uralo board and Uralo board calls can be extremely useful, because as we know, there are regularly this kind of jobs and demands, etc., asked to our region, where we have to respond within a few days or few weeks, etc., and so forth. So far, I had to figure this out bilaterally, etc., and do this. And this is much welcome and appreciated, to have this support and backup from a functioning Uralo board. What brings us to the next agenda item, what is self-organization of the Uralo board and meeting, what is call intervals, whether, as we discussed in Lisbon, it could be a monthly call before the regular monthly call of the whole community. It could be bi-monthly, and then we have to decide about a preferred day and a time. I would like to have any ideas and suggestions from your side. What would be your ideas and preference for the meeting in intervals, etc., and you have the floor. I see from Jordi, in his opinion, monthly just before the general Uralo meetings, okay, time after after 7, etc. So the option would be the day before or the week before. Week before would be the second Tuesday of a month. I think if we fix it, I see approval from Oksana, plus one. I see Olivier's hand raised. Olivier, you have the floor.
Thanks very much, Wolf. I have no preference on the timings. Just to let you know of my experience on the ALAC and the ALAC Executive Committee, which I gather is pretty much the same sort of thing as the Uralo call, the general Uralo call, and then the Uralo board call. We sometimes have an Executive Committee meeting. We used to have it immediately attached to the ALAC call. And that just made the afternoon an absolute nightmare because of the amount of time that we would spend on the phone, and the executive committee call was just quite unproductive. Then we moved this to a couple of days after the Uralo meeting, the ALAC call,
And giving this added couple of days gave people a bit of time to breathe and to look back at what had been discussed a couple of days before, without people completely forgetting what had been discussed, and then being able to set some action items and move forward with things. So that was one solution. Now, if you want to do it the other way around and do the week before, have the board call, that's also, I guess, something that's good, because it's a time to basically look at the action items of the Uralo call and finding out if there's, you know, with just a few days left before the next call, if there are any last-minute action items that need to be completed. So these are the advantages of either way. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks a lot for this info, and my considerations are going into the same direction. There might be situations or circumstances where we have a lot of things to discuss and to decide in a short period, where a call before the monthly meeting could be useful. But as we see today, it could also be the other way around, to have the call after the monthly meeting to see what we cannot discuss, what we cannot figure out, what we cannot decide at the monthly call, what would be handed over to the Uralo board, what in my opinion would make a lot of sense. This would be more the troubleshooting kind of thing, what I think could be important. I'm not not too much in favor of too strict rules, because be aware, having it monthly, it may be very challenging, because it's just another hour. You are all volunteers. If you are willing to do it, if you are willing to risk it, you are welcome. You will have my support at least. But from my experience, I could see a more pragmatic approach to have it at least every second month, and depending on urgencies and emergencies, then we could do it monthly in between. There are moments which are rather calm, there are not a lot of urgent issues, etc., except you make up your own agendas for it. But I think a flexible approach to start with, depending on the things, on the issues and subjects we have to decide, in my opinion, would be a better solution, to have a rule every second month, and on demand, and depending on urgencies, we can do it in between on a monthly basis, before or after the call. My preference would be, and I think also for the orientation of the board member, to have a sort of a fixed date for it if we do it, that you can put it into your agenda, reserve the date, etc., what will be easier than always to send a doodle poll prior to the call. But it's just a reflection from my side. It's up on you, it's up on the board to decide about his own intervals, etc., and meeting requirements, but just reflect it also from a practical point of view, what is important to keep in mind, not to over-demand it, etc., what may become easily sort of tiring. Is there any decision we can take tonight? or we continue this discussion on the call intervals and preferred day and time afterwards via the board list. I see feedbacks from Oksana and Jordi. Let's try to have it after and see. Well, the day or week after, I see Jean-Jacques hand raised. Jean-Jacques, you have the floor.
Thank you, Wolf. This is Jean-Jacques speaking. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello? Yes, thanks. I would suggest that we have to be driven or guided by what is it we actually want to achieve. I think that modeling our own meeting schedule or the meeting schedule of Euralo following the ALAC schedule is of course common sense, but on the other hand it may not be all that necessary to just follow that model. Can you give us an idea of what your own feeling is as chair? What are the types of problems or items for discussion which you think really require Euralo-wide discussion before? After, I think, presents less interest because things have been prepared by the executive committee and then discussed by the full ALAC. So I'd see that more before, but I'd still prefer our agenda to be driven by necessity rather than by some other motivation. Thanks.
Yes, thanks a lot, Jean-Jacques, for this question. This is, by the way, leading over to our next agenda item, what is two particular issues the board wants to discuss and decide. Well, one option is to have a routine type of board meetings, what could be from time to time difficult, and the other option would be to have these board meetings based on requirements. And according to my experience from now more than 6 years, I can confirm that there are a lot of current issues which trickle down from ALEC. Monthly calls, either there are new working groups, subcommittees, etc., like we just had today with the BMSPC and the BCEC. We always had over the last years, we are once a year asked for nominations for NOMCOM delegates, etc. There are so many current affairs from ALEC which are afterwards forwarded to the RALOs. We should discuss and decide. And this was, to be frank, my dilemma over years. For not having a functioning board, I tried to follow these kind of issues and very often deadlines as good as I could, and to respond in time to the questions and jobs we were asked for. But I very often felt very alone because I did it in a bilateral way. I consulted Sebastian, I consulted Olivier, I consulted individual board members, I consulted Jure, etc. But this bilateral thing, I think, is not the best way to do it. Therefore, I would be happy to have a functional board in my bag. Who could advise and assist me for this kind of things. And therefore, I would really tend to suggest, let's be pragmatic, let's organize board meetings in line with certain requirements. If there are a lot of requirements at a certain moment, it makes sense to have monthly board meetings. There are moments where it is rather quiet. Okay, we could discuss other issues, etc. But bimonthly, I think would be necessary to really discuss issues and topics in substance, or there are other topics like Oksana mentioned before. I'm just now tracing the. Tracing the note in the chat. She made a suggestion as an outcome from the last Ukrainian IGF. There was a proposal sent to the list. I didn't push to answer to it because I wanted to have other reaction and responses beforehand. There was no response so far, but this is also a typical issue. If a board member comes up with an idea, etc., and if there is no response on the list, I think this should come to the Uralo board and being dealt and discussed at this level. Okay, this is my point of view. To make it brief, it depends, in my opinion, on issues, urgencies, and things we have to decide on a short term, on a broader level. Any other opinion on this? I'm sure we are not running short of issues to be discussed and to be decided. I just want to recall there is a major project in the pipeline which has started already. What is an at-large survey? I do not know at the moment how many people have filled in the questionnaire already. There is a deadline in about 10 days, I think on Friday in a week, where we need the vast majority of our members to respond to this questionnaire. So far it was always me. If people didn't respond, I had to chase them on my side sometimes to remind them 3, 4, up to 5 times to do the necessary, etc. And of course I would appreciate to have some more support in this direction from board members, taking over people they know quite well, or people in their country, etc. This is a very concrete and current challenge. We have to make sure that most of our members do this job until the end of next week, and then the summit itself, the subcommittees, the whole organization procedure demands a lot of input from our side. Just to be clear, it will be a summit in our region. And I therefore think, or it would be sort of my expectation, that particularly at a summit at our region, I would like to have Uralo involved as much as possible in the sub-working groups and in the shaping and in the org process of the next summit Atlas II in June in London. Therefore, there are plenty of things, plenty of challenges ahead within the next month, and a functioning board could be a huge asset and a huge support to fulfill these diverse responsibilities. What was already also my point of view for the forthcoming
functioning and distribution of tasks to release the Uralo leadership. What is a very important point combined with the point two particular issues the board wants to discuss and decide. The more the board is willing to decide, you are free to do so. The more support I will have from your side, the better. And but I think we have to make a start into this direction. So far, the previous board, to be very honest with you, was more or less useless. Whenever I made mailings to the previous boards, I had hardly ever any response, etc. There was a lot of frustration involved, but I had the feeling in Lisbon at our GA when we made and voted on a recomposition of the current board, there was a lot of a willingness and interest expressed to make it better now in the future, and I think it offers a great chance to start now with it. Any comments? Questions? I think it's a perfect example why I shouldn't moderate these board calls, because I tend to be having the load of the experience from the past 6 years. I tend to be too dominant for such a board call and conversation. I think board members should become more empowered, and therefore I still, and this I would like to note for the action items, that we should try and start with a rotating system for the chairing and the moderation, and including the preparation of these board calls. Yeah, I see it was already noted under point one. I see Jean-Jacques' hand raised. Jean-Jacques, you have the floor.
Thank you, Wolf. This is Jean-Jacques. I don't have any strong feeling about frequency. I can see the logic both for before the ALT meeting, but also I see the point you made, Wolf, about having the Uralo meeting after. What I'd like to suggest is that maybe as a subsidiary of the ALAC, if I may call it that, Uralo and any other regional representation should actually go forward guided by an agenda. In the chat just now, I saw that someone suggested that the summit, oh yes, that's to you, Wolf, the summit has to be the most important issue in the next half year. So I would suggest that we have already a sense of what we think, what you think, Wolf, will be really the important points for the next 3 and, if possible, for the next 6 months. And guided by this sense of urgency and what is important, then you can decide, or we can help you decide, the frequency, and also if it has to be before or after. I think that the point I'm raising is, of course, both about the agenda item on organization, frequency and all that, but also on the summit. Which is so important. Thanks.
Thanks a lot for this advice, Jean-Jacques. Well, I entirely agree with you, and if I understood you rightly, Jean-Jacques. I, from my political experience, not only at the Juralo, at the ICANN level, but of many other comparable experience and dealing particularly with volunteer communities, we have to avoid bureaucracy, we have to avoid any type of routine meetings, etc. We have so many calls which are announced by ELEC. I have difficulties to follow many of them. Being present in ELEC working groups and subcommittees is a huge challenge, and I would like to have more support from the board into this direction. Being present as at many of the regular calls, not only the monthly ELEC call, but all, also the subcommittee calls, and now particularly we will have summit calls over summit calls from different subgroups, I can promise, two, three every month. So if we could, regarding the distribution of tasks, at least agree that we have firm commitments from board members to be part of one of the different subgroups, etc., this would be already a big step forward, and we could do on demand or at least every second month a coordination call of the Juralo board to discuss urgent issues which come up immediately and where we need a decision, or to have, as I followed the chat on the Adobe Connect, we should discuss issues which were like the one which was brought up by Oksana. I've had a look on the draft which was sent by Oksana. It makes no sense at a call, at a monthly call or at a board call, if almost nobody have had a detailed look on this. So, but we have to find a better way to deal with these things. It would be as an example, an opportunity that we put this on the agenda for a board call, that Oksana makes a short introduction, etc. We will have a discussion on this, and we, after, let's say, 15 or maximum 20 minutes, we come up with a decision of the Juralo board whether we support such an initiative or whether there are maybe good reasons for abstaining or not supporting, etc. These are just concrete examples, and I think we have to develop and find our way to better deal with such issues. This shouldn't be like it was often in the past, more or less a one-two man show, where two people cared about most of the workload, and I would really like that we have it based on more shoulders and broader participation. Jean-Jacques, you have the floor again.
Thank you, Wolf. This is Jean-Jacques. 2 points. The first is workload. I can completely understand your point that you, for instance, have been at it for so many years, and you think there should be a better distribution. Agreed. The second point is actually similar to a point I had made as a guest in an executive committee of ELEC at the end of the Costa Rica meeting, where I had suggested that perhaps it would be a good idea to have on the ELEC specific functions distributed to certain members of the ELEC, which, by the way, runs alongside an idea which is gaining traction in ICANN right now, which is that we need more of a topic or issue-oriented culture rather than a silo or a constituency-oriented culture. So rather than having fixed attributions, for instance, when you identify one important subject which will remain important for, let's say, at least 3 months or something, then you call for, you issue a call for candidates for someone who would be the focal point on that particular issue. Thanks.
Thanks a lot, Shawshank. I just was typing. I perfectly agree with you on this. It should be really a subject and content oriented, etc. And really depending on challenges and requirements, etc. To be functional and to become fruitful. Any further comments? I see, yes, I see Olivier's hand raised. Olivier, you have the floor.
Thanks very much, Wolf. It's Olivier speaking. So in the ALAC, in order to be able to, well, actually in the ALAC and in at large, I guess, in order to be able to be more efficient and certainly topic-oriented, we have developed the working groups a great deal and have, of course, had the working group chairs being the champions for each one of the subjects. Now, some other RALOs have actually also developed their own working groups, or at least have identified their own subject leaders who then are able to, when there is a question regarding the subject, they're able to basically take action and be the people that are driving the subject in the region. And it might be something that you might wish to consider on the Urala board. Thank you.
Thanks a lot. Olivier, I just once again can agree with what you said. So we are running short of time. We are already 10 minutes behind our schedule. Therefore, let me suggest. I think we all agree there is a lot of work. There are a lot of challenges ahead. The new Uralo board has to find its role and its way and its self-defined functioning. It's not on me to hand over jobs and expectations, etc. I think it should be an equal-based process. We should discuss, we should exchange, we should sort and find out how we can support each other in our mutual or respective roles. We see the major challenges ahead. In my opinion, the next big challenge is Atlas II in London, where Uralo is required. I'm not a friend of spending hours on procedures. I perfectly agree with what Olivier and Jean-Jacques indicated. It should be subject and content based, etc. And I think based on subject and content, you afterwards find out how these things can be dealt with in an appropriate way, and then we can decide about procedures. This is a better way around to do it than to start with the procedures and then months later you discuss about content. What was a key nightmare at Uralo at the very beginning in 2007, I think Sebastian and also those who have been present at Uralo at the time can tell stories about this. Let's be pragmatic. Let's concentrate on issues, on content, on requirements. And in this direction, I think we will, after the next
and the third, etc. Call, we will find out proper ways to do it and to organize this Juralo board. If there are no questions or comments or suggestions for today's agenda, etc., let me suggest to finalize this call for today. We can exchange on the board list, we can exchange on the public list, whoever wants to bring up another issue. For Oksana, I simply would like to suggest, please resend the suggestion you made, I think it was two and a half weeks ago. As said before, I've seen it, I had a look on it, but I didn't want to be the first to comment on it, etc. It may happen, there are a lot of mails at the moment, just resend it, let's wait whether there will be responses on it. If there are no responses, I can tell you from own experience, it creates a lot of frustrations. I've made so many suggestions on the Juralo list over the last couple of years. I can recall many situations where there was not a single response. Then I took it as, okay, it's not understood as a key priority, or it's not seen as as relevant as I possibly may have understood the relevance. These are situations and frustrations I think we have to live with. We are a volunteer community, and I think we have to again and again to be realistic about our limited capacities. That's what I can say or advise for the moment. It's a pleasure for me having had this call with you, and I hope we will have some more calls off the Juralo board with perhaps some more participants. We had some apologies for today. Therefore, thanks again, and I wish all of you an excellent night. Bye-bye.
Thank you, everyone. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Wolf. Thank you, everyone. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.